This is URN.
And you are listening to The Identity Talk. I'm Ibby, my pronouns are he and him, and on today's show we will be discussing the role of identity, gender and sexuality in sports. We thought we'd be doing this to tie it in with Varsity taking place, and that was the idea of one of my co-hosts, who is...
Hello, I'm Donny, and my pronouns are she and her.
And we're joined today by two very special guests. If you can introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, I'm Natalie, and my pronouns are she and her.
And I'm Nick, and my pronouns are he and him.
Natalie, I'd like you to talk about the Shake It Out campaign that is being run at the University of Nottingham at the moment.
So at the moment, we're aware that there are still homophobic, biphobic, transgenderphobic going on within sports clubs. It's put down to banter sometimes. It just goes unnoticed. And so, but the thing is nobody has a big understanding of how to deal with it, how to monitor it, how to get to grips with it. They don't want to approach the subject even quite a lot of the time, and they don't notice it, as I said. So the Shake It Out campaign is trying to raise awareness of the issue, first of all, and we've done that through a calendar that we've put out. We've done it through social media and posters we're hoping to put up around the campus and around. And then we're also doing a big event to kind of launch the campaign and get people knowing about it on the 8th of June. But also linking with other campaigns. So we've got we're linked with the LGBT network and trying to get that social media coverage through them as well. So that's the first step. And then the second step is the education. So giving people an understanding of what the LGBT issues are around homophobic language, around sexual behaviour, around physical abuse, and what any gay, lesbian or transgender person is subjected to. You know, whether it's just being called a faggot or it's, you know, are you... Yeah, oh, that was so gay, kind of. But that's just, again, goes unnoticed. And so it's educating people. We've got a training package that we've put to all sports clubs' welfare reps. So we've helped introduce these welfare reps into sports clubs now, and every sports club should have a welfare rep that anyone can go to with issues, whether it be sexual issues or any other issues to do with welfare. And then the third bit is a pledge. So we're trying to get sports clubs to kind of sign up to this and be supportive of the campaign and look to make this an issue and try to deal with it. So we've got a pledge board that sports clubs sign up to. And then we go on to monitor how issues occur and where they occur within sports clubs. Because if we don't know how they occur or where they occur, we could be thinking that it's all language-based things and banter and whatever, whereas actually maybe there's someone being hit because they're gay. We don't know at the minute because there is no awareness of what is going on undercover. And so we've set up a tool, an online tool, which is basically a form that people can anonymously fill in, or they can give their web email address, that asks about abuse. And it's not just... When I say abuse, that makes it sound like you have to be being hit or sexually abused. Abuse is anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. Anything. It could be a conversation you've just overheard someone saying, "Oh, that's so gay." That can make you feel bad, make you not want to express your sexuality, because they're kind of putting that sexuality down. They're putting it kind of at a lower level than heterosexuals. So that should give a kind of a way for people to report these incidents. And it also, when you press submit and you let these incidents go by, it then brings up forms of support and shows you links to the counselling services or Nightline and where to get help. And I mean, all these reports are being monitored and looked at and reviewed, and so if there was a serious one, we are going to the welfare reps within the student services body so that we can report them and give them a greater understanding of what's going on within the whole university, really. So at the minute, this is on a trial period, so we've got a very select group of clubs who've said they'll participate in it, and so it's going on for a month. then we'll do some focus groups and talk about them on how they've thought it's gone, what they think of the tool, what they think of the questions within it. And then we're hoping to actually launch it university-wide in September. So then the final element is celebrating people who actually involve and think about homophobic, biphobic, transphobic behaviour, and actually who are dealing with it and who address it as an issue. So we're giving out awards to various clubs who have taken on roles. So at the minute it's the men's hockey team who are heading the way, given they helped us with the calendar. They are part of the trial for the online form and tool. So you've got to give people an incentive. In this world, people are trying to work towards things. As much as we want people on a level playing field, as we've kind of been talking about, people strive to do their best. And so if we put awards up there, then people strive to help. We're also looking at putting together a varsity match, in aid of it almost, to raise funds for it. And to bring, it brings a greater awareness of it being an issue. You know, LGBT community are felt kind of discriminated against still in this world, even though things like gay marriage have been done and there are homophobic laws and they're trying to bring them in. It is still an issue, and it's looking at how to deal with it.
On that point of celebration that you finished off with, I just want to say that I think it's really important to also discuss athletes who've had the support and the opportunity and the courage to come out. And of course, a couple of years ago, Tom Daley came out, was a massive, massive deal within the diving community. Prior to him, Matthew Mitchum, an Australian diver, had come out. Martina Navratilova and Billie Jean King pioneered tennis and were openly lesbian while they were doing so, which was a fantastic thing. Yeah. With Amélie Mauresmo.
Arsenal defender and former England captain Casey Stoney is Britain's highest profile gay footballer as
and
well.
She is very supportive of the campaign, yeah, along with Nigel Owens, the rugby referee, the international rugby referee. But I think on the issue of the coming out thing, why is it such a big story? And when people come out, do make a big story of it. So it was, even just last September when Keegan Hurst came out, the rugby league player, it was all over the metro when I went, because I was in London at the time. But why is sexuality an issue?
You've raised such a good point with so little time. I think for a lot of people, it's just, like, you look at your idols. Like, I don't know a single openly gay footballer in the Premier League. Gareth Thomas is the most high-profile gay rugby player, the Welsh player. And so people don't see it out. I'm sure there are people out there, but they suppress it because it's not accepted in this, to use a point I don't really word I don't really like, but lad culture that is ingrained in football, rugby.
Well,
these kind of sports,
they're probably not prepared for the media. They don't want the media coverage, and they know that will come.
Exactly, they're there to play a sport at the end of the day, and they don't want
be
this
accepted as people.
Yeah, and they don't want this personal strife affecting their game, affecting how they play. And as well, I think it's really difficult if you've been brought up in this culture, as many footballers have, playing it their entire lives. Like, I've played football since I was 6, and obviously I'm not a professional, but it's very difficult knowing the way it's considered in the sport, completely wrongly, it shouldn't be at all, but the way it is considered, and no one's going to want to come out into that environment at the present moment in time. So I think it's so important to really push this through and push this forward and make people
know
that it's okay.
This conversation, but I think it's the same with mental illness and depression.
Yes,
and things.
Absolutely.
And people
yeah.
don't come out with that. And I know many people who struggle with that and just suppress it because they don't feel it's what people want to hear, need to hear, or it would be a big story.
Yeah. You even have, so another thing I read was you had commentator Brian Taylor, who accidentally, and excuse me for using this language, accidentally called, well, I think he didn't realise how detrimental it would be and how pejorative it was, but he called an AFL player a big poofter during a broadcast where other panellists on the show did laugh along with that because he was waving in some sort of feminine manner. So, you know, they obviously thought, oh, you know, that's a feminine trait. He's a, you know, poofter, whatever. So I think what Nick was saying about about, you know, lad culture being really ingrained into kind of these more masculine dominant sports.
And I think that's where it goes unnoticed.
Yeah, that's where it goes unnoticed.
Now, we have unfortunately reached, we've actually overshot the end of the show. But it surely shows that we've got a lot to discuss on this topic. If you have any further comments, please message into the Identity Talk on our Facebook page.